This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of. Happy, maybe kind of, sort of, Labor Day. Never did get this one. I never get the memo on this one, right? Went back and listened to a couple of old shows that I did. And in listening to them, I decided that, you know what, I did a pretty darn good job in the past laying this whole Labor Day thing out. So I thought what I'd do tonight, at least for this part, is do it again. Just lay it out. You know, use the old, my old way of doing it, and just lay it out so you can actually hear what it's all about. I mean, this is serious. And when you think about exactly, I mean, why are we celebrating? Why do we celebrate Entrepreneurial Day? Entrepreneurs Day? I'm just throwing something out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, hopefully, I grabbed the right one off the desktop, and we'll give it a shot. Of course. You know that was going to go right, right? Yes, barbecue and beer day, seriously. I mean, again, you need to know what these days are all about. You need to know why, what and why these days are all about. A lot of people don't. They get rolling, and it's just another holiday.
Labor Day means.
Or what it is, right? I mean, it's always, living here in communist California, it's always a kick to watch what's going on, you know, the parades that they have. And somebody sent me a picture of the SEI, yeah, Zell, we are live. Otherwise, I'm doing a really magical thing coming back from the dead. I have a picture of the SEIU purple shirts, right? You know, all the way through, you see them. And you know who the SEIU is? It's one of the biggest labor unions in the country. Anyway, so there's a guy marching, or they're marching with red flags as well. Now, I don't know, maybe I'm reading a lot into this, but I think the red flags have something to do with communism, right? And what is Labor Day? Why do we celebrate Labor Day? I mean, some of you just, I get it. With the government, you just want another day off for some beer and, you know, barbecue at the beach. You know, I used to play some of those clips from Jesse Waters that has to do with him interviewing people at the beach, especially here in California, about what the day today is or Independence Day or what have you. I learned a lot from those, though. I learned that we got our independence in 1966-ish. We got it from the Chinese. I learned that I learned we had 700 congressmen. Oh, no, senators it was, right? 700 senators. I learned a lot from the people of California over the years, especially the ones on the beach.
when you talk about Labor Day, when you talk about what this day is actually all about, do any of you have a clue? That's my first question. Because I deal with a lot of you, you'll send me emails on the stories that I write and what have you. But you really, you want to start an argument with me and you've got no ammunition in your gun. It's just amazing. I appreciate labor. Let's get something straight here. I'm not putting down workers. I'm not putting down cashiers and janitors and that kind of stuff. Shelf stockers. I appreciate all of you. You know why? Because when I go to the supermarket, it's really cool that I see my stuff on the shelf. I can get what it is I'm looking for. I know it takes a truck driver to get it there. I get all of that. So don't take part of what I say and run with it and go, yeah, he hates us all. But it's a disingenuous argument to look at labor because there isn't a cashier at Walmart that created a job for somebody. Unless they've dropped something and it smashed on the floor and the janitor had to come clean it up. That's the only job they've created. Right? The truck driver's not creating jobs for somebody. You know who it is? It's the guy that started a company. It's the guy that put up his house in most cases, his car, his savings account, his kid's college fund. That's the person that's created the jobs. When my wife and I owned our own business, there were plenty of times, and I mean plenty of times, where our paychecks sat in the drawer so your paychecks could cash. You know, when clients don't pay, you don't all decide to take it and not take your money. No, that's our job because we guaranteed you money every week. So, again, most of you people know today is Labor Day, right? Sounds like a day to celebrate work and all that fun stuff. Actually, it's really kind of funny because Labor Day you don't labor on, right? It's just a day off. It's hilarious. Now, originally Labor Day, let's see, I can pull this off. So, originally Labor Day was an olive branch extended by President Grover Cleveland. Yeah, some of you that are just a tad older than me will know who he was. After he sent American troops to stop the railroad workers' strike, and 12 workers were killed in the process. He gave them a day off with, I don't know, with pay or not, doesn't say, to let things settle down. Cleveland's olive branch, though, withered really quick. Celebration died fast. Now, I appreciate the sacrifice that the American workers have made over the years, you know, to feed their families, buy homes, cars, provide their children's education, make a good life. Isn't that the American dream? Why do we call it American Dream Day? Seriously. I mean, the American dream is still alive. We still have families coming here legally from other places. They give up everything they have in the other countries to come here and make a better life, to start businesses, because they want their kids to have an education. And we want their kids to have a kid education. We want to make sure everybody has an equal opportunity. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. We'll be back more on Labor Day throughout the whole hour. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. staff. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back.
Come inside.
You listen to Real Silo, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5562. We're talking about Labor Day. Why? Why should you celebrate? Right? I mean, should you be celebrating it? What's it about? What's it mean? I mean, seriously. And I'm sorry I chopped this up wrong because I read the time clock wrong, but you'll get the gist of it. Why do we celebrate? What was going on? What brought it about? Who takes credit for it? I mean, there's a couple of different groups that take credit for it. So take a listen.
We still have families coming here legally from other places. They give up everything they have in the other countries to come here and make a better life, to start businesses because they want their kids to have an education. And yes, the early days of America, we had our moments. We had our shameful moments. We had our dark times, as some of you like the talk about it. We had workers that were taken advantage of. They were working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it would be replaced permanently if they were out sick for a day. And there were even plant workers that were beaten when they didn't get the work done. This is a barbaric time. You know, the Massachusetts State Police were brought about to fight child labor laws. So, yes, we have some dark times. Got it. But this isn't like 1892 anymore. Between all these protections you have, state laws, you've got unions, you've got civil service law. I mean, this is just crazy with all the protections that employers have. Do they still need them all? I don't think so. But America's come a long way. And you know what? You can give the unions for credit for some of that. You can give the unions credit for cleaning up some of that. But there is a time when it becomes obsolete. Now, we've had David Bigo on with us a half a dozen times. I'll probably have him on this week, too. He wrote the book Devil at Our Doorstop, his fight with the SEIU, how he fought and won, spent $1 million of his own money, but not because he didn't want unions in his place. They were forcing the unions on him, and his people didn't want it. So he forced them to do it the right way. He beat them in federal court. And the judge read the SEIU attorney the Riot Act over what they did to that poor guy. They went to his vendors. They went to his clients. It was disgusting. It was terrible. And seriously, it was. It was even worse than terrible. When you find out, when you read the report, when you read what they did to him, you know, you can see why some people, when it comes to unions, they have such a sour taste in their mouth. Let me see if I can get to the balance of this.
Let's have some fun with this. All right, there we go. We had some fun on Labor Day. Recently on Labor Day, we had, you know, I had to go through the painful task of consistently listening to how if it wasn't for unions, if it wasn't for the SEIU, if it wasn't for the unions, it wouldn't be a 40-hour work week, there wouldn't be a this, there wouldn't be a that. And I got to tell you, they couldn't be further from the truth. Right? Couldn't be further from the truth. Because when you start doing your homework, when you start taking a look to see what's truly going on, you find out that it really wasn't the union that won the 40-day work week. Now, don't get me wrong. Let's get something clear here. When the unions were first instituted, when the unions were first put into place, when the unions were first a true, you hear me? I know my right-wing friends are going to go out of their minds here in a second. But when the unions were truly a necessity, right, they were back then. When you think of the clothing industry, when you think of what people were doing to their employees, how badly they were treating them. Listen to me, I'm really starting to sound like I'm from Boston, aren't I? How badly they were treating them. Right? You needed the unions in there to help make sure these people got a fair shake. And this is where some of you guys on the right, where you want absolutely no regulation, I think you're wrong. I'm not there with you. I'm really not. Because in my mind, when you have people that have stepped over the top, they're not taking care of their people. Because we still need to take care of our employees. And you need somebody in there. In the early days when child labor was really, really, really bad, and some of you know what I'm talking about here. This is not brain surgery, right? So anyway, as I was looking, and I know some of you know the history of Ford, Henry Ford, and what a maniac he was. He wasn't the nicest guy in the world either. I know some of us have been taught that, or some of you have been taught that, but he wasn't the nicest guy in the world. At one point in time, he worked it out so the Ford factory workers got a 40-hour week. Right? Not the union, but Henry Ford. Now, let's keep things in perspective here, though. He didn't do it because he was such a nice guy. He didn't do it because, you know, you hear that in some of the stories you read. He was a pretty hard driver. He was not the best guy, the nicest guy in the world. And so what happened was he was one of the first companies in America to adopt a 5-day, 40-hour work week. Now, think about that in the automotive world. That was a big deal. Now, at first it was it's only the line workers got that 40-hour week. And then he decided, hey, look, I've got it for the line workers. Now I want it for the office employees. So Henry Ford's his Detroit-based automobile company had broken ground in its labor policies in early 1914 against a backdrop of widespread unemployment, increasing labor unrest, all kinds of stuff going on. People are hurting for work, and Ford announced that it would pay its male factory workers. Now, I don't want to get in the male and female thing. How about we just stick to the basics, which is 40-hour work week, right? If he announced that he would pay his male factory workers a minimum wage of $5 per eight-hour day. Now, that was up from a rate of $2.34. Think about that. In, what, 1915-ish? I want to make sure I give you the right date. No. Yeah, 1920s, right around there, 1922. So he comes and he doubles, for all intents and purposes, he doubles their pay. Now, he's making a boatload of money with the cars anyhow. Now, the previous rate was $2.34 for a nine-hour day. Now he's cutting it to 8 hours, and he goes to $5, doubles the pay, cuts an hour. Now the pay, a couple of years later, was adopted, you ready for this? For female workers. So he was the first guy to take a shot at equality, wasn't he? All the way around. That's pretty cool. You don't think so? So he comes in. And he decides he's going to make it fair everywhere, which I think is just wonderful, right? So the news shocked many in the industry at the time. $5 a day was nearly double what the average auto worker made, but it was what is a stroke of brilliance. Who's going to leave? When the boss is paying you twice as much as you can get anywhere else, who's going to leave? Come on. Right? What if you can't win in the work tomorrow and your boss doubled, you know, all you guys that think that minimum wage, everybody should make a living wage, not even a minimum wage anymore, a living wage. Now we have to make sure the day you graduate from... You're going to get me all over the place now. You want to make sure the day you graduate from high school, I'm supposed to take care of you? Are you serious?
Didn't I already do that from, like, kindergarten to high school? Don't be seeing your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. A lot more to come on the Labor Day special. Why do we celebrate it? We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Hurricane Dorian tops our news with the outer bands hitting the east coast of Florida after battering the Bahamas, where at least five people killed.
one person, an 8-year-old boy, drowning in rising water. There is catastrophic damage to buildings, hotels, and homes in the Bahamas. The hurricane will head north to coastal counties in Georgia and the Carolinas. Georgia's governor, Republican Brian Kemp.
I would not take any chances with this one.
In Southern California, the recovery still underway in the water near Santa Cruz Island, where there's been a deadly boat fire, 5 crew members escaping, but more than 30 passengers did not, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The 75-foot commercial diving boat caught fire early Monday morning near Santa Cruz Island, California, trapping most of the victims below deck in their sleeping quarters.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuba.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, because I want you part of the solution. I really do. Just so much going on in the news. And today is Labor Day, which I don't get. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be nasty to some of you, but I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Let's see. Let's try again. I enjoy this so much. I do these stories every year, and I can never go back and find them. I found this one, and I think you're going to enjoy my perspective for the moment.
You know, those of you who really pay attention, and you really make whether you if you disagree with me and you're being honest about it, I'm good with that. If you're disagreeing with me just because you want to spew the party line, then you become an enemy. And the reason you become an enemy is because you're part of the problem. When you spew the party line, you go along as the drone, if you would, then all you're doing, you're not thinking for yourself. You're why we're in the trouble we're in today. Like I said, on Labor Day, I kind of kept my mouth shut for a little bit there. But I can't do it anymore because I'm watching these people, you know, all hail and praise the union. Are you serious? No, it can't be serious. It's got to be a joke, right? That's kind of where my head's at. I'm tired. No, I'm tired. I really am tired of how the low IQ, the low-informed voter goes along party lines, and that works for both sides of the aisle. And they don't get the information on their own. I don't even listen to my people spew the party line and go, really? Show me where that is. What does that mean to you? And that's why we're always going to be like this. We're always going to have this kind of trouble. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not true. We're not going to always have trouble. When some people start to figure things out and they can move forward, we won't have this trouble anymore. So like I started to say, Ford was the first one to institute a 40-hour work week and a five-day work week. Right? 8 hours a day, $5 a day. Double what? Now, that nasty, mean, large corporation, because you know the ones on the left are always screaming that. So that nasty, mean, live, corporation, isn't that wonderful? So they started it. Right? And the beauty behind it was productivity went up. Etzel went on to say that every man needs more than one day a week to rest and recreate. The Ford Company has always sought to promote an ideal home life for its employees. We believe that in order to live properly, every man should have more time to spend with his family, which is a load of garbage. We all know that. You know, all that did was spread goodwill, right? Because if they always thought that, then why would they pay him $2.30, make them work 6 9-hour days? Okay? And they sat around and somebody went, you know, if they get to spend more time with their families. Look, when I had my business, you know, I was very successful with my employees. I believe that they would have done just about anything for me. And it wasn't because I'm a nice guy or paid them really well or any of that stuff. But I believed in family at work. I believe we were your family. I believe in your home family. I tried to get them home between 5 and 6 o'clock so they could have dinner with their family, hang out with their kids. So they weren't exhausted, right? When the kids had things, and this is why I get so mad when I hear about the big, bad corporations, when I hear about the business owners who don't like their employees. You know what? I wish half you guys with the mouth talking about how bad business, I wish you had your own business with at least 20 to 25 workers. And then I want to go back and grab all your Facebook posts and shove them in your face, 2 years after you have your business and see if you're living up to the same things that you wanted business owners to do. Because I guarantee most of you would not be. Why? Because you'd have to close the doors and go to work for the post office. Actually, I know. I didn't want to get all wound up on this. Right? But here's the deal. We didn't have... I didn't beat you up for taking a sick day in the middle of the week. If you were busting hump for me and you were working and you were a good employee and you were honest, you got sick in the middle of the week, we didn't ding you for sick days. You know, I had one employee that was on his honeymoon vacation. He took 2 weeks off. He went to Italy. He called. He said, man, it's beautiful. I'd like another week to take a look around. We gave him the week, and we paid him for it because he was a good, loyal employee. No, because he was just because he was a human being. Because being a human being doesn't pay the bills. I can't call the electric company and say, hi, I'm a nice human being. Did you leave my warehouse lights on? They're going to laugh at me. And that got me, with the exception of two or three ungrateful human beings, or ungrateful human beings, who felt like everybody owed them, and because I drove a nice car, he should too, even though they wanted to come in late, not get the work done, and treat clients like crap. You can only retrain people so long and so far. For the most part, we didn't have thievery going on. Right? We had loyal employees, we had people that worked hard for us. Your kid had some recital or something going on during the day, you went. We didn't dock you. You know what I'm saying? If you treat people right, they'll go to the wall for you. And most small business owners, they treat people right. A lot of the big business owners treat people right. Actually, too right, as far as I'm concerned. All the days they have to give off because of federal and state laws. All the things they have to take care of. I mean, they're being forced to do all these things because you socialists think that the company is the catch-all for everything. Every time a person has a challenge, the company's supposed to take care of it, or the government's supposed to take care of it. They're not supposed to. It just makes me nuts. All right, back to Henry Ford. So here you go. So Henry put it into place. 40-hour work week. 5-day-a-week work. Henry said it's high time to rid ourselves of the notion that leisure for workmen is either lost time or class privilege. But at Ford's own admission, however, the 5-day work week was also instituted in order to increase productivity. And I just said that, right? Now, let me tell you something else about some of these big, bad, nasty corporations. Sears. How many of you know that Sears was the first one, without union intervention, to institute hospitals or medical care? Yeah, free medical. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the big, nasty corporation when they were Sears and Roebuck? They had every one of their offices, every one of their places had a clinic in it where employees could go and get taken care of and get what they needed, you know, medicines and stuff. Because Sears knew that if you had a healthy and happy employees, that productivity would go up. Things would get better. And he was right. He was right on, wasn't he? Then you know what else that big bad corporation did? That big nasty behemoth of a corporation? They went to the South and took their profits. Now, you never hear those wingnuts on the left talk about this. All they want to talk about is how bad the corporations are. Right? Am I wrong? So now that you get these wingnuts from right, they go down to the South, Sears does, and they build schools. Guess who they built them for? Must have been the white folk, huh? No, actually, they built them in economically depressed areas. Heavy black population. Because they knew that was the only way to get them out of poverty. That big, nasty Sears Corporation. We're teaching black people how to read. How dare they?
I know, right? Because we're always told about how bad everybody is. I mean, how terrible these big corporations are, you know? And the truth of the matter is, if you do a little history, look, again, I get it. Some of you are already sending, Henry Ford was not the nicest guy in the world. Henry Ford was in it for Henry Ford, but Henry Ford knew that if he didn't get a hold of this, if he didn't get these people, you know, taken care of, if you would, for lack of a better term, right, he was going to lose them to other companies. Sears, on the other hand, knew the same thing. And frankly, my understanding is it's not something they really want to do at first. They started doing it because, again, they knew if they didn't offer people, I don't know, I don't want to say happiness. If people didn't feel like the company cared for them, they wouldn't work as hard. They would have been gone in a heartbeat. Didn't say I agree with it. I just get it. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Estate. Be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute?
That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, have spent or continue to spend with us, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being, just part of the solution. That's what I always say to you. Be part of the solution. Don't be the pain. And by the way, our hearts and prayers go out to those people that are in the way that hurricane. We just do what you're supposed to do. Just do what you're supposed to do, and I'm sure, I am positive, the damage won't be as bad as it could be if you ignore everybody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's finish it up because, again, I did a great job with this a couple of years back, and I didn't want to try to recreate it. I already had it. Why reinvent the wheel? You know what I'm saying? All about Labor Day and what it is.
Again, talking about Sears, what Sears did for the American worker, what Sears did without union intervention, what Ford did without union intervention. You need to think about it. Really, seriously, if you think about how much these companies have been able to get done. You know, it's funny because I made somebody crazy the other day when we were going back and forth, and I just said, how about how many jobs have unions lost? Why do you think the unions are losing members? It isn't because of propaganda. The unions are losing members because there's no value there. In most cases, there's no value. There are some industries and some areas still where there's some help needed because the low-educated workers, and that's what it boils down to, they don't know that they have help. They don't know where to go, and that's where the union can step in. If they're doing an honest job for the employee and not for the union bosses, the garment industry has always been a dark place, if you would. Not cool.
You know, the poll is problematic. You know, and again, for years, you know, the big fire in New York that kind of set a lot of this off had to do with the garment industry. And they used to lock these, I mean, sick, this is sick. They used to lock these people in. Because they didn't want them leaving. They didn't want them getting out. Sorry, I get stuff in my hair. When you think about how much advantage they took of these people, and this is why they needed these laws. For the longest time, they did. They needed not just the union. They needed the states to step in. They needed police to step in. Because I got to tell you, it wasn't pretty. Anyway, you cut it, it wasn't pretty. And sometimes people, businesses have to be compelled to do the right thing, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. My irritant, though, was not, my irritant all along has been how much credit the employees get for the company being successful. And yes, you need them. Don't get me wrong. Please don't play that game with me. You do need them. I get it. But they're not the only, they are not the only thing that makes a business successful. When you think about how much money it takes to start a business, when you think about how much money that somebody has to put down or put into it from their own flesh and blood, the owners are taking one heck of a risk too. When do we get credit for that? You know what I mean? Now, I'll tell you what, I always had the greatest respect for my employees because they had respect for me. You know, there were things that we did as a company owner, my wife and I, because we knew what it was like. And knew, God bless you, knew what it was like to be home alone, to be the one, I mean, you know, not to be home when everybody else is there. To be the one that you know, daddy's never at the table. It is not good. And not only that, it doesn't leave a good taste in people's mouths. Why do they want to come back? Now the family's teed off at the boss because he's keeping daddy away from the table. That ain't good. But again, really, when it all boils down, when you really look at what's happening, when you look at what this day was all about, I know some of my buddies today were going back and forth with me on a text and he was saying, you know, hey, Labor Day, but they're not laboring. They're not there. They're not working. No kidding. Really? How is this news? You know, again, most of you know today as Labor Day. We've been asking the question, or I've been asking the question. I've been beating it to death. I know. You'll get over it, though. You know, what is it? It's not like a day that you know, we celebrate work, but it wasn't. Maybe it's today. Excuse me, maybe it's a day where we celebrate the ability for women to give birth. Labor Day isn't just a day off with pay. It's not just barbecue at the beach. Right? I mean, or a celebration at the end of the summer. Actually, it's a day for us to celebrate workers, right? But who really loves it? Come on, who really loves work? I mean, a lot of people do love their job. I like my job. Would most people love to have enough money not to have to go to work? I think so. Originally, Labor Day was an olive branch. It was extended by President Grover Cleveland after he sent American troops in to stop the railroad worker strike. 12 workers were killed in the process. He gave them a day off with pay. At least, it depends on what account you listen to.
Right? He wanted things to settle down. Give him a day off. Let him cool down a little bit. Come back to the table. Cleveland's all in a branch, withered, and the celebration kind of died away. And look, just so we're clear, I do appreciate the sacrifice that American workers have made over the years to feed their families, right? And, you know, buy homes, cars, you know, provide their children's education, make a good life. You know, but isn't that what the American dream is all about? In the early days of America, we had many shameful moments. Workers were taken advantage of, like 12-hour days, 7 days a week. If you didn't show up for work on Sunday, they'd replace you. You had no job on Monday. Being replaced permanently if they were out sick more than 2 days. Even plant workers were being beaten for not working hard enough. I mean, it was really a barbaric situation, if you're going to be honest about it. Right? America's come a long way, though. I'll even give the unions credit for helping to make working conditions fair and give workers some protections. But somewhere along the way, they kind of exploded on themselves. Right? They became too powerful, too big. They became exactly that big corporation they were trying to get away from. Worker salaries shouldn't be based on what the company makes. It should be based on a fair day's wage for a good day's work. In most cases, the workers, they don't lose their investments. They don't lose 20 years of sweat. Look at the businesses that closed under Obama that have been around for 100 years. Right? They don't lose. The worker doesn't lose his home, car, company, business, all that. When the business goes belly up, in most cases, they can find another job. The owner of the company usually puts up his house, his name, his reputation, all the assets he has to borrow enough money to get that business working and going. It's the entrepreneur that comes up with the idea, figures out how to produce it, figures out how to bring it to the market, figures out how to make the profit, figures out how many laborers he needs. Then the laborers show up and do the job that's been laid out for them, that's been given them, to told what they need to do so they can feed their family, so they can afford a house, so they can get a car, and so on. But that is not a $15 an hour McDonald's job, people. I'm not disparaging McDonald's. I'm not even disparaging working for $15 an hour. You know what I mean? You work your way to a certain point. You work your way to understand to a real living wage. Right? I mean, and then that worker, in some cases, becomes the entrepreneur. See, that's the real American dream. That's the real freedom to make money, to make mistakes, to do good. You work hard, maybe you see something you can do better than the boss. He doesn't want to listen to you, so you start your own business, you put him under. That's a risk we all take. Now, it's really unclear, because, you know, again, many people have gotten credit for Labor Day. Many credit it to Peter McGuire, co-founder of the American Federation of Labor. Others have suggested that Matthew McGuire, secretary of the Central Labor Union, first proposed the holiday. Either way, it was union officials who made a big deal out of union workers. Right? So again, let's celebrate the American worker. Let's celebrate the American entrepreneur, not just the union worker. Anyone can make it in this country. Anybody can make it in this country. No excuses. You make it, you fail because of your ability, because of your tenacity, how bad you want it, how much you're willing to work for it. And more people, I'm telling you, more people are working. Think about this. Not enough to fill jobs. Something's going right in this country. Joe Bassini, your host, listen, Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk, I know, I'm confused too, about this gender confusion, cisgen versus non-gen. Nonsense, whatever it is. Go have a drink. You're going to need one. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. You'll listen to GCN Live.